The next matter on today's calendar is the admission on motion of lawyers to the Bar of Ohio. Mr. Marshall, do we have a list? The list is being distributed. Our procedure will be as follows. I will ask each of the presenters to please come forward when I call your name. Please, when you come forward, tell us briefly why the lawyer that you're representing would make an excellent lawyer in Ohio. We ask that the applicant please rise while you're being introduced so that we can identify you. We'd also like to hear from the presenter a little bit about the presenter, the law firm, or the association, or whatever your position is. And at the end of the presentations, I will ask all of the applicants to come forward. At that time, Justice Lanziger will administer the oath of office. The first presenter is Suzanne Citrullo.
May it please the court, I proudly and humbly present my husband of 26 years and my law partner, Robert B. Citrullo, to be admitted to the practice of law in the state of Ohio. Bob and I met in law school 28 years ago. In Northern Kentucky. We've practiced law together now for about 20 years. We started off, I began in the Court of Appeals of Kentucky, and he began practice with his father. We've now had our own firm for many years, and we practice in both Kentucky, and of course I practice in Ohio around the Cincinnati area. We're the proud parents of three children, two of whom are with us here today. And we believe, I firmly believe, that he will be a great addition to the practice of law in Ohio. And he has been considered one of the most prolific and very well thought of attorneys in the state of Kentucky for many years. We do primarily civil practice in our own firm, as I said, in Northern Kentucky.
Thank you very much. Next presenter is Michael Holly.
Good morning, Your Honors. It's a pleasure to be here and introduce my nephew, Alan McMaster, who is a graduate, 1995, Wayne State University out of the Detroit area. Alan is a long-term, 95 through about 15 years now, in civil litigation, primarily the corporate world. He has traveled the entire United States with depositions in various legal matters. He is well-qualified, an outstanding citizen, good athlete, and a father of three children, one of whom he just left the courtroom.
Get that child
and
back.
That's a tribute to the Howley family. It's a real pleasure to introduce Alan, and he'll be a fine member of our bar. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Howley. Our third presenter is Joseph Reedy.
Mr. Chief Justice, members of the court, I am very pleased and honored to present Ms. Jolene Sabatka for admission to our court. Ms. Sabatka is a 25-year lawyer from Iowa who recently moved to Ohio with her husband, who is a physician. And I know Ms. Sabatka through one of my closest people in my life, my sister. They worked together at the University of Iowa Hospital for a number of years. I met her out in Iowa and have gotten to know her over the years. I know her to be a fine, upstanding person who will be a good lawyer in our state. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And finally, Alexander Andrews.
Chief Justice, may it please the court, I am Alexander Andrews, partner in charge of the Columbus office of the firm of Ulmer & Byrne. It is my great pleasure to present to you James L. Weinberg to be sworn in as a member of the Bar of the State of Ohio. Mr. Weinberg is a 1995 graduate from the University of Pittsburgh School of Law. He practiced for a year as law clerk to a United States District Court judge in Pittsburgh. He then joined the firm of Reed Smith, where he practiced for approximately 15 years, both in Pittsburgh and in Sacramento, California. In 2009, he returned to his place of birth in Cleveland, Ohio, and joined our firm as a partner. It is my distinct honor to present Mr. Weinberg to be sworn today.
Thank you, Mr. Andrews. Is there a motion that all four applicants be admitted to the Bar of Ohio?
Move the admission of the applicants.
Any objections? Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. The four applicants will now please come forward, and if you would, please stop at the first step. And Justice Lanzinger will administer the oath.
Good morning. If you would raise your right hand and repeat after me, I state your name, hereby swear that I will support the Constitution and the laws of the United States and the Constitution and the laws of Ohio, and I will abide by the Ohio Rules of Professional Conduct. In my capacity as an attorney and officer of the court, I will conduct myself with dignity and civility and show respect toward judges, court staff, clients, fellow professionals, and all other persons. I will honestly, faithfully, and competently discharge the duties of an attorney at law. So help me God. Congratulations.
To the four of you, on behalf of all my colleagues here on the Supreme Court and on behalf of the Bar of Ohio, welcome to the Bar. Your introduction to the court by each of your colleagues tells us that you are a lawyer of good standing and good character. The oath that you've just taken tells us that you pledge to uphold the law and the ethical standards of the legal profession. These are the minimum expectations, ones we know that you will far exceed. Congratulations to each of the four of you, and good luck.